Italian priest Sante Babolin said that Satan is behind attacks in various parts of the world against the Virgin Mary, noting that she is a powerful advocate for him during exorcisms. In my experience, so far, I have performed 2,300 rites of exorcism. I can say that the invocation of the Most Holy Virgin Mary often provokes significant reactions in the person being exorcised, he told Mexican weekly Des de la Fe. Father Babolin, who also taught at the Gregorian University in Rome, said that in the face of the failure of the onslaught by non-believers, now, in order to offend and confound the Catholic people, the Virgin Mary, whom the devil hates, is being attacked. Des de la Fe noted that in 2017, events of the Spanish drag queen Borja Casillas, who masqueraded as the Virgin Mary and mocked her in a performance, as well as a woman who dressed up as the Virgin Mary and simulated an abortion during a protest in Argentina. The Italian exorcist said that as proof of this hatred of the devil toward the Mother of God, while I was insistently invoking the Most Holy Virgin Mary, the devil answered me, "I can't stand that one anymore, and neither can I stand you anymore." Father Babolin also noted that the Second Vatican Council declares that Mary, daughter of Adam, in accepting the divine message became the mother of Jesus, and embracing with her whole heart and without the hindrance of any sin, the saving will of God, consecrated herself totally as a servant of the Lord to the person and work of her Son. The priest pointed out the passage in the book of Genesis, which is evoked in the rite of exorcism, where God says to the serpent that she will crush your head. In this ritual, he said, the exorcist says to the devil, "Most cunning serpent, you shall no more dare to deceive the human race, persecute the church, torment God's elect, and sift them as wheat. The sacred sign of the cross commands you, as does also the power of the mysteries of the Christian faith. The glorious Mother of God, the Virgin Mary, commands you. She, who by her humility, and from the first moment of her immaculate conception, crushed your proud head." Father Babolin also said that the strongest reactions of the devil during the exorcism occur when references are made to her apparitions. Because of this, he frequently pronounces the name of Holy Mary with her titles of Lourdes, Fatima, or Guadalupe. In the later case, he said, "I use this formula, Holy Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Queen of Tepeyac." The exorcist warned that the instrument the devil normally uses to trap us is money, since it offers the possibility of satisfying the impulses that converge in pleasure and power. Satan subjugates us to himself, manipulating the truth and offering us his dazzling light, showing us his version of freedom and promising us the instant gratification of our whims. As far as interpersonal communication, the sense of sight overtakes the sense of hearing and consequently the image over the word. That is to say, desire precedes reflection, he said. Father Babolin encouraged Catholics to denounce attacks on the faith, as well as to organize and participate in prayer events, pray the rosary, and participate in masses at places where offenses were committed. Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, pray for us.